Amazon workers in Bessemer who want to unionize are one step closer. The National Labor Relations Board yesterday gave the green light to employees at the warehouse to vote on the issue. The federal agency is set to determine how and when the election will take place at an upcoming hearing. Eli Cohen reports.
There are usually two major concerns that must be resolved at these hearings: the bargaining unit, how many people will the union represent, and the timeline. Most unions want to have the election as quickly as possible. But according to Wilma Liebman, the former chairwoman of the National Labor Relations Board, here's the typical employer's strategy.
What can I do to try to avoid having an election? If I can't avoid it, can I delay it? If I can't delay it, I want to win the election.
The union wants to bargain on behalf of Bessemer's 1,500 warehouse workers, but Amazon says the unit should include more than 5,000, a number Liebman thinks could include seasonal employees.
Amazon may claim that seasonal employees should be included in the bargaining unit. The union will have to take a position on that one way or the other.
The fulfillment center in Bessemer is only the second Amazon facility in the country ever to vote on unionizing. Eli Cohen, WBHM.